Elizabeth and Radar in the morning on The Mix.
The story of my life, I give the love. That's what makes you beautiful.
No, I used to be in 1D, I'm a freak. People want me for one.
Well, your three Muster clips of the day today are going to be paying tribute to Liam Payne. Yesterday afternoon, sadly, we found out that he passed away at just 31 years old. Reportedly, he died after falling from a third floor hotel room in Buenos Aires, Argentina. He was there for Niall Horan's show that was a few days before this incident. It's very much under investigation, but we've known him since he was 16 years old. When the boy band One Direction was put together after they all competed on The X Factor. And here are just some clips going back, reminiscing on Liam Payne and who he was. And this is his interview from Good Morning America for clip number three. In 2018, he was asked about whether or not One Direction will get back together.
I'm sure there's time for that to come back around. And my thing is, the more success we have on our own, the more success we're going to have together in the future.
And so many fans had hoped that that was going to be a possibility, and that would happen. And the guys still all talked and connected to each other. I mean, my gosh, he was in Argentina for Niall Horan's show.
Yeah.
So sadly, that will not happen now. They will not obviously get back together, but we still know that the music does live on. And so many One Direction fans are posting their favorite videos and songs as we listen to their music today and just reminisce on how we felt connected to their songs. And Liam was one of the songwriters of One Direction.
Yeah, the frontman. Yeah, one of the frontmen. Yeah.
A lot of those songs that you love were his emotions and his thoughts.
Mm-hmm. Number two.
Here he is in 2023. Talking about how he took a step back from the limelight to work on his sobriety.
I kind of had to go away to kind of get better, let's say. I was in bad shape up to that point, and I was really happy more than anything when I arrived to kind of put a stopper on life and work.
And him talking about it publicly inspired other people to go get help and to think about what is it that they're going through. Now, we don't know much about what happened in Argentina. This is under investigation. There were reports of erratic behavior happening earlier. Mm-hmm. We know that his girlfriend was down there with him. She flew back to the States just a couple days before the incident. But he was seen on Snapchat. He had posted a snap of him and his girlfriend getting ready to go to the beach. You can see him. There's videos now of him at Niall Horan's show doing the Macarena, dancing with some of the fans.
And that snap with his girlfriend, he had put the caption on there, "Lovely day in Argentina," just hours before.
Isn't that, that's just something.
It's unbelievable.
Number one.
And here is Liam in a 2013 interview talking about how he and the rest of One Direction managed to stay grounded despite all of the fame and success.
Well, I just don't think that we really know what's happened, to be fair. And we kind of just take each day as it comes. And we're just, the thing about us is we're not taking it too seriously. We're just here to have a bit of a laugh. And then whatever else comes with it's great.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well, he does leave behind his 7-year-old son, Bear, who he shares with British pop star Cheryl Cole. Thinking about all of the big One Direction fans and his family and friends that'll be impacted by this. And again, we get more information. We'll be sure to let you know. But in case you have missed it, Liam Payne, formerly of the band One Direction, passed away in Argentina at 31 years old. Just a tragedy and gone way too soon.